KXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. This hour, President Trump is expected to sign the executive order regarding the Education Department.
Today we take a very historic action that was 45 years in the making. In a few moments, I will sign an executive order to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education once and for all.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports from the White House there have been some conflicting signals.
On one hand, they're saying that he's looking to radically shrink this department to almost nothing. And on the other hand, they're saying that these very vital functions, the primary functions of the Department of Education, are going to continue.
Only an act of Congress can do away with the department completely. This is said to be the beginning of its dismantling. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at bullfallsradio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit, one that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the details.
The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions.
And Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. She wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell, leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon, highs to the upper 40s. Then we're back into sun Saturday, cooler, highs upper 30s to 40. Rain and snow possible Sunday. Currently it's 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Earl Ingram.
Eager to stay updated on the latest happenings around you? Join me and my guest host, Sandy Williams, tomorrow as we dive into this week's event.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Thursday. Wednesday. What day is it today? It's Wednesday. Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Man.
Got Earl with me here on this wonderful Thursday here in Southeast Wisconsin. Got Just PS on the board. You can check out Earl's show Monday through Friday. Pretty sure those are the days. 8 to 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining me again.
You mean to tell me there's some news to talk about, man?
As we're preparing for the show, as we sometimes do, you know, Earl and I just get into it. We just start talking, like, oh, my God, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And next thing you know, it's like, oh, damn, we got to turn these mics on. We got to do this all over again.
And Jess just quietly rips up the notes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jess. Folks, you can join us as well, 855-752-4842. A lot of things to get to today. We've got some updates on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. More things being said by Brad Schimmel. You know, as we're talking before the show, it's like, where's the dumb things that Susan Crawford has said? I don't hear them. Where's the insulting things that we've heard that Susan Crawford's on the mic saying? I don't hear them. If we have them, we'll play them. Boy, we got a library of Brad Schimmel because this guy, he just continues to say dumb things and insulting things. And perhaps misleading things as well. We'll go there as well. The DNC, they're getting involved here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Early voter turnout, that's going very well. Glad to see that, folks. Don't forget early voting going on right now. You can do that. Also, in the second hour, Earl and I are going to get to what's going on in the Democratic Party. Are you mad at the Democratic Party? Who's the leadership of the Democratic Party? Do we get anything when Chuck Schumer accepted in the U.S. Senate the Republicans' continuing resolution? We're going to go through that as well. Perhaps get your thoughts on who you think should be leading the Democratic Party. Oh, hell, just leading anybody. We need some leadership, Earl, somewhere, somehow. Would someone please, someone step up, be a leader? We'll talk about that as well. Perhaps some of the culture wars as well. Earl, Brad Schimmel, this Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Daniel Bice writing up at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You got to love it. I'm going to jump into just a little bit of the article. Apparently at a Save America rally last August, because, you know, you got a Save America rally at the Save America. How's it going, America? Is that working out for us? Is it great? Is it great?
I don't feel safe.
At the Save America rally, Schimmel deemed the newest member of the court, Janet Protasiewicz, the least sophisticated, and then had some really mean things to say. We have the sound? Let's hear Brad Schimmel at the Save America rally last August.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title.
Sorry, wrong one.
And now they got Janet Protasiewicz elected to the court. She was the least sophisticated of them. And by least sophisticated, I mean dumb as a sack of hammers.
Wow, dude. Dumb as a sack of hammers. Least sophisticated. I mean, how is... So this guy's super insulting. No? But this is also the same guy, Earl, who, what? Lamenting these Milwaukee late night ballot drops. Remember that? Do we have that song as well?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Let's remind Earl. You know, every time an election comes around and a Republican loses, you know what they always get mad about? Milwaukee counting their absentee ballots after 7 p.m. You know, because it's the law. And it could have been changed by the Republicans, but they declined in the Senate to pick it up. It actually passed the House in a bipartisan measure to allow Milwaukee to start counting these ballots earlier than that, so we wouldn't have to have results at all hours of the morning, which gives justification for schmucks like Schimmel and Hovde and Scott Walker to, oh my God, they finally came in Milwaukee and they, you know, 80,000 votes went against me. Must be fraud. I don't know what's happening. But do you, or are you really as dumb as a sack of hammers, Mr. Schimmel?
Get our votes banked. Make this too big to rig so we don't have to worry that at 11:30 in Milwaukee, they're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines like they did in 2018 or in 2024 when Eric Hovde, you know, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know that.
Yeah, there is kind of a way to know that. We do recounts. You know, you can file some lawsuits if you have some probable causes, all sorts of things that can happen. Earl, thank you for joining, man. I mean, this guy really gets me going, and we're getting closer and closer to this election, and he just it's hard for me to say how much I really, really, really don't like this guy.
You know, Dominic, help me understand. He talked about, you know, we got to get this done before something happens. And then he says, well, I don't know if any of those things did happen. Well, come on, man. Come on. You know, I, one thing for sure, I listen well, right? So I heard him initially say, we have to make sure we get the early vote because of what happened the prior years. And then he came back and said, well, I really can't, you know, I can't put my hands. So, you know, Dominic, you know how it works. When the Republicans lose, it's fixed. When they win, everything's all right. It's just like a, man, it's just like a child, man. If Donald Trump would have lost the election, can you imagine where we would be right now? That'd be, you know, there'd be no peace at all in this country. And they would be turning things over. They would still be whining and crying and saying the election was rigged. You know, but Brad Schimmel, I heard him. That must have been yesterday,
yes.
that last piece that you played.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard him yesterday, man. See, I listen to conservative talk radio, man. And I'm listening to this man. And I'm saying, okay, this is the same guy who during the debate kind of said, you know, we shouldn't get into, you know, Republican, Democrat. What's the word I'm looking
partisan
for?
Partisan attacks.
Partisan politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was he just doing?
well, that was last August at the Save America rally, man. It's totally, totally different. Well, it's seemingly when he's, depending on who he's talking to, he'll say these kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's as Bice points out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, this accusation, this calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers kind of goes like a Republican Kevin Nicholson made a claim 4 years ago that former Lieutenant Rebecca Clayfish was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, these guys digging deep for their insulting of the women. Let's not forget that. I mean, this is also, it's not just about politics. It's also about gender, in my opinion. He goes on to say, well, on Jill Karofsky, right? He goes after, yep, Jill Karofsky, addled and crazy? Oh, mm-hmm. let's hear more.
Sure, a little bit of a longer clip. He really gets into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I challenge you, go to Wisconsin Eye and watch the oral arguments in the case. It'll blow your mind. You've never seen anything like it.
Blow your mind.
From a court. Justice Jill Karofsky turns to this lawyer who's representing the Sheboygan County DA, and the issue in this case is simply, Is the 1849 law superseded by the laws that have been passed more recently during Roe v. Wade? That's the argument in this case. She, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, and I'm not going to imitate her because it would be rude. She was yelling.
Yelling.
At the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
At this lawyer in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on audio video that he's signing the death warrant for thousands of women and thousands of babies. First off, who's signing the death warrant for the babies? What the heck is she talking about? Who are all these thousands of women that are going to... But that's not even the point.
Well, yeah, it's not the point, those women.
That she's so addled that she could not carry her demeanor like a justice is supposed to or a judge anywhere. This is the crazy we're up against.
And... To get to the point, Jess did the homework.
Yep,
you actually went and found the sound.
I did
of this accusation as Justice Karofsky talking to this
and just listen attorney. To how absolutely hysterical,
addled, hysterical.
This
she's
woman
crazy.
Is.
She's crazy. I tell you. Let and he said it, yelling at the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
Let's hear Justice Karofsky at the top of her lungs, according to Brad Schimmel.
Tommy, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state. Because under your interpretation, they could all be denied life-saving medical care while the medical professionals who are charged with taking care of them are forced to sit idly by. This is the world gone mad. I don't understand how that is not the crime here.
You can sense the passion certainly in her voice, mm-hmm. and I think that's justifiable, but certainly addled, screaming at the top of her lungs. Brad Schimmel, are you kidding me? I don't know, you know, how you grew up, man, but obviously you never had any Italian women around you because you would know what screaming at the top of your lungs sounds like. Earl, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, first off, when you've been around a little while, I used to listen to Brad Schimmel. Because I told you, I listened to conservative talk before he even was given the opportunity to be in the positions he's in by Scott Walker. And Brad Schimmel was not far up the list for, you know, that conservatives looked at as somebody as rising star. You know, Brad Schimmel is not, you hear him speak, man, he is not a guy that you say, oh, man, this guy should be a Supreme Court justice. it's not there, man. And so just hearing him over the years and thinking that he's a heartbeat away from becoming a Supreme Court justice, it's hard to fathom. Yet he called Janet Protasiewicz. He said she was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, man, he's not exactly the brightest star,
no.
You know, in the universe, man. He's not a very bright guy. And the fact that they're putting him up to become a Supreme Court justice really kind of is shameful. As far as I'm concerned, they couldn't find somebody brighter than he is.
No, this guy Cat's been running for like the last year and a half for this
I know.
Job, man.
I know, man.
He wants it, baby. He wants it. Don't let him get it. Early voting is going on right now. Go out, vote for Susan Crawford. Early votes, man, almost double of where we were 2 years ago at this time. So there is a lot of passion, and presumably there's lots of conservatives getting out there as well. You heard Brad Schimmel, bank those early votes because, you know, Milwaukee's going to come in late. And imagine the largest city in the state might have some influence on the election. Too bad the Republicans won't let them count those absentee ballots early. Come back with us. Earl Ingram joining us, 855-752-4842.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County. But they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, spinning the tunes. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. You can check out his fine program Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Love it when Earl comes around talking right now about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And if you don't know, well, now you know. Schimmel, not the brightest guy, but he's fine with, you know, calling out other people's intelligence and seemingly mocking the women on the court. Seems to be a theme throughout these Republicans over the years. Hell, even against the own Republican women, like Clayfish. But this is a national story, Earl, and ABC News is reporting that the DNC is set to announce that on Tuesday its earliest ever new election cycle investment into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. To help boost organizing on the ground, the Democratic Party will host phone banks and call more than 2 million Wisconsin voters in support of Crawford. Damn. DNC's new investment will be used for on-the-ground operations, including organizing peer-to-peer texting and mobilizing thousands of volunteers to help the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. Last month, DNC Chair Ken Martin was in Wisconsin canvassing for the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. We know the election's coming up April 1st, folks. Don't forget. The investment being made in the DNC comes on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. That's from yesterday. The race will also preview how voters in the battleground state feel a few months into President Trump's election. I mean, this is a referendum already, Earl, on Trump's administration, in my opinion. Quickly, a quote from Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. With Wisconsin voters up against the world's richest man, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment, and we're thrilled to have the support of the DNC in this fight. Elections in Wisconsin often come down to a hair's breadth, and every voter we can turn out to support Judge Susan Crawford and Dr. Jill Underly on April 1st can make the difference between keeping Wisconsin on a path of progress or letting Elon Musk and Donald Trump drag us backwards. Earl, DNC, national attention, new ads getting rolled out, according to The Hill, by Susan Crawford. How you feeling these days, man?
You know, man, the Republicans are such hypocrites. I was listening to conservative radio this morning as I was driving to the studio every day. And they were whining and crying about the National Democratic Party getting involved. Oh, the Democratic Party, and they're getting involved in this. And my, you know, why do these guys have to get involved? Hey, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elon Musk can drop whatever it is he wants to drop. And the Democratic Party should not get involved in this race, is what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, especially here at the state level, that there's something wrong, as if a crime has been committed, Dominic. You know, the fact that the Democrats are doing what they have to do. We spent 10 years with Republican rule at the Supreme Court, man. And yet the Republicans are saying that, you know, if you allow this to happen, and they're trying to rev up their troops, they're going to play politics. Oh, excuse me, politics.
Yeah.
They're going to play politics. If you let the Democrats get in, they're going to play politics. Hey, man, what was it over that 10-year span, maybe a little bit longer than that, that we all had to deal with when they were in charge of the Supreme Court?
Gerrymandering, baby.
We still haven't recovered. Yep. And they're saying, and they're using the verbiage, they're going to gerrymander. That's what Republicans are saying, man. The Republican talk shows. If you let them in, they'll gerrymander. And all of the victories that we had, you know,
under the Republican gerrymandered maps. You know, these Republicans know something about gerrymandering, Earl, because they were living that world for like 10, 12 years, man. I mean, it was the most significant political gerrymander in the history of the world, as far as I know. Certainly history of this country. Went up to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, we don't know how to really judge this. How do you gauge? Because you can't, you know, you certainly can't a gerrymander based on race and things like that. But apparently on politics, you can. And that's what they did. And if you listen to Robin Voss, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, no, they just got better candidates and better ideas. Well, all of a sudden, of course, we got a non-conservative Supreme Court. They overturned the gerrymander, and oh, man, look what happened. All of a sudden, the Dems picked up a few more seats. Now, the Republicans are still in control. Right, we still got a long way to go, but at least it's a little more level. How terrible is that, Republicans, to, you know, try to get on a level playing field with everybody? You know, you got a gerrymander to such a degree that they brought an outside counsel. People had to sign non-disclosure agreements, and they showed you your own little part. I mean, this drove Republican State Senator Dale Schultz out of the party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they've been doing, and now they're going to accuse everybody else of what they've been doing.
In 1 year, we've kind of seen some changes, and you started to really realize the impact. We've been in such a quagmire as Democrats at this state level, with Republicans controlling everything. We almost forgot what it's like for there to even be any right. balance or any fairness. For heaven's sakes, I talked with State Senator Chris Larson last week, and I asked him, man, as long as you've been in, you know, the legislature, you've never seen Democrats, and he's been there a while, in control, man. You know what I mean? He's never. So in all the time that he's been there, so we know what the outcome of these things are. It would be different, Dominic, if the outcome of what they did didn't have some major impact and effect on the lives of the citizens of this state. But they did, right?
Yep.
Major impact on us.
Folks, you are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. My co-host for the day, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to join us up until the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, remember, we always wrap the day up by telling us something good. You'll always enjoy that. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, the Trump administration making efforts to go after, certainly, the Department of Education, new executive order signed today, and Elon Musk continues to go after Social Security. But boy, those Republicans wish he shut his pie hole for a bit. Come back with us. 855-752-4842.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Stephen Avery typed a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but they remain unmoved. Lisa Hale has more.
Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied.
And Wisconsin Rapids approved No Mo May. Melissa Kay tells us more.
City resident Elizabeth Whalen is the project leader for Monarch and Pollinator Encouragement Project through Clean Green Action, as well as working with Wild Ones of Central Wisconsin.
We've actually learned a lot, and maybe we're kind of considering and hoping to go towards a slow-mo summer.
She said that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work for everyone. They would like to provide more educational information to residents on how the program would benefit both pollinators and residents. Alderperson Patrick Delaney spoke in favor of the program as a whole.
It is well-received. A lot of people do it. I haven't heard one complaint about No Mo May.
Delaney made the motion to approve No Mo May without the requirement to register or put a sign in your yard. The motion passed 6 ayes to 2 nays.
Wisconsin Rapids residents won't be required to keep their lawns under 6 inches until June 4th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon, highs to the upper 40s. Then we're back into sun Saturday, cooler, highs upper 30s to 40. Rain and snow possible Sunday. Currently it's 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, thank you so much for joining me, folks. You can as well, 855-75-CIVIC. As we went to the break, we're talking briefly about some of these topics. Social Security, Elon Musk, we did get some updates on that. According to the New Republic, the judge kicks Doge out of Social Security, and a huge blow to Elon Musk. He's been working to gut the Social Security Administration. We'll get to that as well. But we can't leave. There's one more Brad Schimmel highlight we need to bring for you folks. I mean, if we may, medianews.com. Schimmel called pro-choice a sham. It's a sham to be pro-choice, Earl, and questioned others' faith in Christ back in 2018. Of course, you know, you can't believe in Jesus and want women to have their own choice, I guess. So let's hear a little bit of Schimmel from the olden days in 2018.
Certainly.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title. That's a sham. There is no choice when the alternatives are either you're on your own or you abort this child.
Pro-choice is a sham, according to the guy who wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Earl, I know we just keep clubbing this guy like a baby seal when he's down, but it's so deserved. Is that wrong? I shouldn't talk like that.
Maybe not. Right.
Well, you know who he reminds me of, Dominic. What was the crotchety old guy that was choking the justice that was Republican.
Oh,
that was choking.
He passed away recently.
He kind of reminds me of that guy. You know, he's if you look at this guy, man, Brad Schimmel, he didn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone in him. You know what I mean?
David Prosser is who you're thinking about.
Yeah, David Prosser. Yeah, you know, he doesn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone. Like you said, always attacking women. You know, kind of like Donald Trump, right?
This is a theme.
These cats are always, and Republicans, always attacking women. I don't understand that, man. I really don't. And yet, some women vote for them.
To your point, former Republican, Supreme Court Justice David Prosser from 2011, you know, gotta remind you, he won't face criminal charges over allegations that he choked a liberal colleague, prosecutor said. And that liberal colleague happened to be a woman.
Oh,
yeah, gosh. Yeah.
At the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Choking the justice.
Sauk County District Attorney Patricia Barrett, a special prosecutor in the case, said after reviewing the investigator's report, she decided there's no basis to file charges against either Justice David Prosser or Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who accused Prosser of choking her. Walsh Bradley accused Prosser of choking her in June while the justices were deliberating the merits of a lawsuit challenging Walker's contentious law stripping public workers of their collective bargaining rights. Now, Walsh Bradley, seen in the courts, she was part one of the liberal justices, and Prosser he's a former Republican legislator. Yeah, put his hands on her neck, perhaps. I don't remember what exactly what happened. But this is a legacy we're talking about. So, you know, come on, for real. There should be no aggressive physical contact between Supreme Court justices, right?
That should be a really low bar to pass.
I mean, maybe a pat on the back, you know, a firm handshake, you know, something like that. You know, no pats on the ass. I'm just saying that's not okay. But, you know, if you're ever in a conflict where all of a sudden you're like ready to choke someone, I mean, mm-hmm. What, dude?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the legacy. I mean, and this is, I mean, come on, man. How would Schimmel be? Would he be like that? I don't know. He doesn't have very much respect for the other women on the court, certainly.
Well, that's the point. Prosser didn't have any respect for the women on the court. You know, and you always wonder, Dominic, you always know if there was a man justice, probably wouldn't have happened, right?
Right, right. And it's not like Prosser was a robust, fit man.
No, right. He was the little guy.
You know what I mean? that could have, I mean, Hagedorn would wipe the floor with the guy. You know what I mean? Let's see here. A Crawford spokesman, again, this is on Schimmel making these comments today, or at least the news being reported of him calling Karofsky addled and calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers. Here's what the Crawford spokesman said. Schimmel can't hide or backpedal from these unethical comments, and he should unequivocally apologize to Justice Walsh Bradley, Justice Dallet, Justice Karofsky, Justice Protasiewicz, and Justice Hagedorn for his misconduct. I was like, wait, Hagedorn?
That me, or is that more than half the court?
I mean, what did Hagedorn? Well, this is what he said about Hagedorn. He called conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn soft-headed and claimed on a 2022 radio show that conservatives were concerned about, what if we get another Hagedorn and we get burned? So Hagedorn, to many folks' surprise, and well, mine especially, has been kind of middle of the road on some of these things. And that's great. I mean, I appreciate that. That's good, you know. But it seemingly, if you look at something and agree sometimes with all those women, all those woke women on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, well, you're soft-headed. You're not a good soldier. You're not doing enough to help Team Trump, because that's what this is all about, man. And that's the character of Brad Schimmel.
You know, man, state Supreme Court seat, you know, the state of Wisconsin, man, you know, and where it sits, clearly that this money that's being invested is being invested because the state of Wisconsin clearly has more juice than many other states across the nation.
Right now, yep.
You know, or they wouldn't be spending the kind of money that they're spending. And you just wonder, Dominic, when you look at the map of the presidential election and you see almost all red. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of almost all went red if you just see nothing but the map and how they colored it.
Yeah, but land doesn't vote, Earl. you know what I mean? And some of these counties have like 4,000 or 10,000 people in them. I mean, that's not – yeah, I know. It can be deceiving depending on the map. But you brought it up. And, folks, we'll get to your calls momentarily, 855-752-4842. The money, man. The money in this case. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is predicting that the amount of money spent in this race will double the last time around, which was a record then. Well, we're going to push
$59 million.
$100 million by the time it's all said and done, Earl. $100
yes.
million. Dollars. But we can't have, you know, you got to cut $4 million from the food pantries. You got to do something to, you know, save money. But, you know, politically speaking here, right and left, lots of folks getting involved. $100 million, Earl, we could do so much more with that money.
You know, Dominic, it is outlandish. Because, again, last year, $59 million, and I think that was $30 million more than the most expensive race. And, you know, I'm not good at math, you know, but Dominic, it's certainly the next race, which is, I think, a year from now,
What is that one doing
around? Nothing goes down, Earl, man. It's Trumpflation, baby. Except Tesla stock. But I mean, it's continuing. Yeah, according to ABC News, 56 million poured into the 2023 election Supreme Court race. We're at 59 million right now, and the projection is to go over 100 million. And the next race, the next time around, to your point, Earl, 150 million, 200 million.
Yes.
What are we talking about? This is insanity.
Man, not only is it insanity, you have to ask the question. They're investing this money, and they want something, right? They're not investing $100 million, you know, and just saying, hey, Justice, do whatever it is. You know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, right? They want something. So for that $100 million, so you have to ask the question, Dominic. Something has happened with the democracy that we keep telling people we have. Is there democracy when $100 million can be spent for one seat on the state Supreme Court level, man, in Wisconsin? We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about California. We're not talking about Florida. We're not talking about Texas. We're talking about Wisconsin, man. Come on, man. It's unfathomable that this could happen. You and I, 10 years ago, we could have never envisioned.
No.
5 years ago.
No.
That this could happen.
And here we are. And the spigot's open, in large part due to the Republican. You know, there's no enforcement of even whatever left of our campaign finance laws these days. I mean, the way that they've gone around the law. Well, you can only give so much to the candidate, but you can give unlimited amounts to the party, and they can funnel it however you want. Well, great, thanks a lot. I mean, that doesn't really give you any limitations now, does it? And we see that playing out right now. And
it's the Republicans that did this. Let's not kid ourselves. I hear people say, "Well, both sides do it." Hey, man, both sides weren't doing it. One side made it possible for this to happen.
Right.
And the other side is saying, hey, if they're doing it, we're going to do it as well.
And you got it.
And
Ben Wickler from the Democratic political party side here in the state of Wisconsin, the party chair, he's been great at it. He's been beating the Republicans at their own game that they redid. Remember, because that all came about after Scott Walker was involved in John Doe, because he was coordinated with third-party groups. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, it goes on. We're all back to Scott Walker, man. I mean, literally, like, Schimmel was Scott Walker's guy, right? He was his AG. Scott Walker gave him the appointment in the Waukesha judgeship. This is all stems from Scott Walker. So there you go. When you think about who you're going to vote for, if you're having any question, just think, Scott Walker. You want that guy's leftovers, you know, sitting around Wisconsin for another 10 years? 10 years, this guy.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God. 855-752-4842. And I know there's a lot of Dems out there that are just appalled at the money in politics. And damn, we are too. And I think there's bipartisan thought
agreement.
That, yeah, we're agreement on that we should do something about this. And if it comes to, you know, what, state-run elections or state finance, you know, taxpayer-financed elections, something along those lines, or maybe cut it down to 30 days. You know, you do something to change the trajectory, because going from, you know, 50 million to 100 million to God knows what's going to be next time around. You're right, Earl. That doesn't seem very much like a democracy. It seems like a lot of money buying politicians.
My last thing on the Dominic is it would be different. Do you see what you're getting for the $100 million? Have you watched the commercials, man?
Oh,
come on, man.
Apparently everyone sucks at putting sex offenders away.
Come on, man. You're spending $100 million on that? Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're on the radio, too, Earl. You hear them all the time. And as mentioned, you hear the blurbs. You know, we're FCC. We got to play the ads. And just so, you know, use your own critical thinking to determine what is truth and what is not truth. But to your point, Earl, yeah, I mean, we are getting delusional. They're terrible. It's hard to watch anything. And come on, I try to either change the channel or mute it, because I can't even stand it. I mean, how could two justices, two wannabe justices, be so terrible at locking up sexual offenders? I mean, is there anybody else? If you listen to the commercials, everybody sucks. Come back with us. We don't suck. We're going to take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You don't need $100 million to get on this show. Just give us a little bit of love. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Going to get to the phone lines momentarily. Joined today, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Check him out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Going to hang out with me till 6 o'clock. Just P.S. working hard on the board. Going to take some of your calls right now. Let's get to him. Annie from Watertown. You will be first every Thursday. We've confirmed it's Thursday.
It's Blursday.
Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
What's been most appalling is Schimmel accusing Crawford of being political. Schimmel got his attorney general position after doing the big favor in the caucus scandal by Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen moved his case to Waukesha County, where Schimmel was, and Schimmel gave him the opportunity to continue to work in government.
That's absolutely correct, Annie. And Chuck Quala, he did some time. He got the felony, but Jensen got it moved to Waukesha. Jensen got it to be a misdemeanor, and Jensen is a highly paid lobbyist, to my understanding. And you couldn't be a highly paid lobbyist if you have a felony. It's like he needed that done, Annie, and Schimmel got it done for him. Apparently,
Yep, you bet.
Thank you for reminding us. There's so much. There's so much. You know, after a while, or you and I have been around a little while, man, and you a little longer than me, we can kind of go back and remember some of these things. And thank you, Annie, for reminding us of that. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, these Republicans who bash women do it because, you know, it's a physical, I mean, a mental abuse, and I think that's kind of what they're all about. And they never apologize, because if they apologize and don't accuse women of all these terrible things, that hurts their manlyhood.
Toxic masculinity? I mean, what? So what? So the men are never wrong, Cindy? Is that the lesson learned?
I guess so.
It's terrible. Thank you for the call. And of course, it's not just the misogyny. It's the way that he carries himself. And I don't know, Earl, and we kind of pounded on this. I'm going to continue to say it. When a guy like Brad Schimmel or even Scott Walker or Hovde comes in and complains about, you know, the way that Milwaukee has to count their absentee ballots based on the laws of Wisconsin that could have been changed by Republicans, they either are absolutely ignorant, literally do not know how it works, Earl. They don't know. They're dumb as a sack of hammers. They have no idea. Or, which makes, if you don't know, that's how it happens in Milwaukee. If you don't know that's the history, if you don't can't pick up a newspaper, if your Google's not broke, you can find out how it's done. That's disqualifying, right? You're either ignorant, well, willfully, or otherwise. Or, Earl, he is purposefully lying to everybody, which I believe is also disqualifying. Either way, this guy should be nowhere near the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know, the third option is what's happening, because they're leading people to believe this across the state. And so that gives them even more leverage, because people who don't know anything about Milwaukee or any of those things, and they keep hearing this constantly from conservative talk radio and others like Schimmel and others, then that's what they believe. And so, you know, what they fail to understand is the majority of the people in the state are in Milwaukee. So you're not going to be able to count it as quickly as you will, let's say, a real little town. What's a little small town?
Like Appleton.
Like Appleton, right. Okay. So it's going to take a little longer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, it's just common sense.
But of course, it's common sense, and we know the rules, and we've had this conversation year after year after year after year, man. Constantly, every time these Republicans lose Milwaukee, all these votes came in. But they don't change the laws because they want this argument. Earl, do you think, because I do, that when they say Milwaukee, what they really mean is those black people voting down in Milwaukee County? That's the way I take it. Do you think?
Hey. The Dickens, you say. Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man.
I haven't heard that one in 150 years.
That's my point, man. You know that's the reason.
Oh, come on. So right? Yeah. That's.
Listen, man, when people of color, black people only make up 5% of the population, we're the boogeyman. We didn't just get to be the boogeyman in the state. It's always been that way throughout my life. It'll be that way long after I'm gone. When you only make up 5% of the population. And that's what they've been able to. This is not the first time. This is not the first rodeo with this, Dominic.
No.
It's been going on forever. And people across the state, unfortunately, many people want to believe that, right?
Yeah.
They don't know any better. They don't know. They haven't been in Milwaukee. They don't know the people of Milwaukee. So it's easy to believe that. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over, you got to believe. Why would somebody lie?
Because, right? Wow, what? Yeah, the Dickens, you say. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Love hanging out with our friend Earl Ingram. He does a fine program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. But we get a little extra time with Earl today. Come back with us. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll continue the conversation briefly on the other side. But we also got to get to some of the national news, the efforts of the Trump administration, Donald Trump, today, signing an executive order to get rid of a congressional created department. That's interesting. See how that's going to work out. Plus, the leadership in the Democratic Party. Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, AOC, J.B. Pritzker. Tim Walz? Gavin Newsom? Who are we looking to? Look to us. Come back with us. Your opinions on what the Dems should be doing, what their priorities should be. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. As promised, President Trump has begun dismantling the Education Department, but not its key mission.
The department's useful functions, and such as and they're in charge of them, Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities and special needs will be preserved.
But much of the responsibilities of education will be moved to the states.
Probably the cost will be half, and the education will be maybe many, many times better.
Cassie Williams is a professor at LSU.
I don't know what public schools are going to do whenever we have all the money going to the public schools, but it's going towards football programs or it's going towards things that are not ensuring equitable education.
Republicans plan legislation to completely dismantle the department while opponents are readying lawsuits to stop it. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm Brittany.